It is time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with our Republican American report. Of course, of course. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
I'm okay.
What'd you get down there in Kent? About 5-6 inches?
Oh, at least, it seems. I don't know. Just keeps coming.
It's quite a birthday present, isn't it?
Yeah. That's right. Happy birthday to Ruth.
When is it?
Today.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Happy birthday to Ruth.
Happy birthday.
Hey, Ruth, do you know how lucky you are to have it today and not tomorrow?
Happy birthday to Ruth.
Oh, thank you. Why is that, Jill?
I will not even begin to go into the reasons.
Okay.
Because you're, but that being said.
But she will.
No. No, all I'm going to say is good. I am going to say good job.
Okay. All right. I owe it all to my parents.
Now, the question I have for you, and Joe had it for me, and I answered for Joe, I think, when Region 1 schools are closed, that would stop the meeting, right?
Well, it's interesting you ask that because I believe so. There was an issue at one point where the schools were closed and there was a meeting, and the superintendent said, yes, if school is closed, we do not hold meetings. So I assume that holds true for tonight. I assume we're going to be consistent on that.
Well, if that's the case, it's a good thing because, look, listen to this, and this is some of Salisbury Board of Selectmen, of course, at 5.
Mm-hmm.
There's the Heart Saver CPR class at Falls Village Emergency Center tonight at 6.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Millerton has a monthly workshop. We won't worry about that. But you did have the Region 1 meeting.
Uh-huh.
Town of Salisbury Conservation Inland Wetlands Commission at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
And it said it would have been the Housatonic Board of Selectmen meeting in North Canaan.
Right. My favorite night.
Salisbury Band has its first kickoff practice of the season tonight in the Wardell Room from 7 to 9. I mean, the list, it just goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
What a crazy Monday.
It is just packed full, and I would assume that some of those will be canceled. But, yes, I think the practices, if no school, then the Region 1 is canceled, and I have no idea when they would put that back because there are all those other meetings to be held, all the other Board of Ed meetings throughout the month, so they have to figure it out. Speaking of school, there was a lot of school news in the past week.
Yeah.
Over in Sharon, the teachers won a grievance. They had, this was over parent-teacher conference schedules. They were told last fall that they had to remain in school even after conferences if they didn't have any at the end of their schedule, and the teachers grieved it, said it was not part of the contract. It went to the principal. It did not get resolved. It went to the superintendent. It did not get resolved. And the third step is the board, and the board concurred with the teachers, said the language was vague, and so that's not going to happen. Also, over in Salisbury, Jennifer Law, who had taught at the school for 28 years, I think she said, and then became principal over at Kellogg, asked for severance pay, back severance pay, and we don't know the reasoning. That was denied, but the board went into a non-meeting. The attorney and came out and just said it was denied. She realized she was over the deadline date, but thought maybe she could get it, and it was denied.
You know, one other time there was a teacher in the region that had that, but they let it slide.
Right. Yes. I remember we were just talking about that too. Yes. So, and the talk about middle schools regionalizing middle school sports continues. That's been an issue of late. With declining enrollment, some of the schools are having a hard time fielding teams, and so they've come up with a proposal to have regionalized teams that would encompass kids from all the 6 elementary schools, and they would go out and play outside the region, other schools. A lot of kinks to be worked out. ABC committee held a meeting this past week and discussed it, and it's going to cost money. It's going to cost these schools more money. Some of the schools up to more than $40,000 a year.
But you know what? It adds that experience, and it keeps that experience. Children and students, especially, sometimes they need that little extra incentive to do well in school and to get integrated in school. And I think that it's not a bad idea, and I'd much rather spend $40,000 more on that than a consultant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the logistics are going to be hard to work out. I mean, these kids are going to be on buses for many hours and figuring out how to get them home and so forth. But the high points are getting the kids together before they get to the high school, so they become they bond, which is great, and just again being able to play sports that you might not have been able to play. They're hoping to add track and field and cross country and swimming and things like that. So there are pros and cons to both to this.
Just look at the Hoosie hockey team. It was Housatonic, Torrington. There was five schools that got together to make that hockey team, and the hockey team ended up winning a championship. Mm. And the students got to bond with other students from other schools
and meet other people and get out there. I don't know.
I just think having a sports outlet for students, just like having all the clubs and stuff, and
just like having arts and
it's a well-rounded thing that could make
gotta
a student.
You've got to have some. I mean,
yeah, it could make
you
a student
have some
succeed.
Sport, no?
Yeah, it's just. It's so hard
here. It's
difficult,
here. Right.
Yeah, but we'll see, I'm sure. They can work it out, we'll see what happens. But that's been in discussion for the last couple of months. And the athletic director, Ann McNeil, certainly has been working very hard to get this going. Okay, tomorrow night we have Kellogg Board of Ed, or Cornwall Board of Selectmen. And I think on Thursday is the Salisbury budget meeting. I think I heard that somewhere. They're going to be discussing the budgets before the Board of Finance, I believe. I'm going to have to double-check that one. And we have exhibits next week, library exhibits and all kinds of things. And kids are working very hard on some of the schools on a project to ban plastic bags, not just kids, but adults as well. But this last Saturday, the Friends of the Library and the eighth graders at Kellogg came together for Sewing for Sustainability, and they made reusable bags out of feed bags, and it was a great little project. They were there with their sewing machines, and it was always nice to see an intergenerational program with a good, promoting a good cause. So, busy week again, if the snow ever stops, and we'll continue.
And it's interesting, the Region 1 Board of Education meeting, they would have talked about, stashing the money, moving the money around from place to place was going to be one of the topics on the agenda, which we all know that, once a budget's approved, you can move the money wherever you want. Mm-hmm. That's just the way it is. Unless it's like it's within the service center and stuff like that. But once the budget's approved, all bets are off.
That's true. And things happen.
So it's going to be interesting to see how much money or if they stay within budget this year. I mean, that's the whole thing. The more you move it around, the harder it is to trace. it's not just at Region 1 or high school.
This is something that's
it's done all over the place.
It's done all over. It is a, it's a business
practice. Which is sometimes confusing to those looking in.
But you need to know that it exists so that you can follow it, then you can figure out what's going on.
In private businesses, it's a lot easier to follow with stockholders and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But when you talk about a regional school district and you've got six schools plus the high school,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden it's very hard to follow. It really is.
Well, this whole setup is so complex anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing how our forefathers, it's like the setting up the Declaration of Independence and all, and how they thought of so many things back then.
And it's going to be interesting to see with the state of Connecticut wanting to regionalize even more, much more complicated it's going to get.
But don't you wonder if they don't know? Look what we've done out here, since 1939. I mean, we should be held up as the prime example.
It's amazing. No, I think people don't know because people... Sorry, don't know their history and don't know the context.
Right, but I mean, for those, and I believe they were all men when at Region 1 who set it up. I might be wrong, but it was just the foresight they had was incredible to figure it out. And we have not suffered the problems of other districts that regionalized, you know, all the way up and through the high school, you know, but having our own individual schools, it's just been amazing. So.
All right. Well, anyway, Ruth, I want you to get onto your snow bike.
Okay. Oh, spring can't come fast enough.
Oh, you got that right.
And we get more daylight come next weekend, so that helps.
Right, we get more daylight so we can see the snow better.
Well, just imagine, once you're past today, today's the worst day of the week.
Yes.
It is. Yes. Once you're past today, it's a breeze for the rest of the
week.
Well,
I don't know about a breeze.
It's not a breeze, but
it's freezing.
It's a lot easier.
But it does help, yes. The first Monday of the month is just horrendous, but for those of us who have to follow the news, but you're right, it does get easier, and by the weekend, it's a piece of cake.
All right, Ruth, have a good week.
Okay, thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein with the Republican American Report here on Robinhood Radio, rap-am.com on the web.